Good morning, God. Come fill our lives with your love. Before we begin, let us take a moment and ask God's forgiveness and blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 34, The Way to Happiness. I feel as if I could never cease praising God. Come and rejoice with me over His goodness.
I reached for Him out of my inner conflicts, and He was there to give me strength and courage. I wept in utter frustration over my troubles, and He was near to help and support me.
What He has done for me, He can do for you. Turn to Him. He will not turn away from you. His loving presence encompasses those who yield to Him.
Listen to me. I know whereof I speak. I have learned through experience that this is the way to happiness. Lean on God. Open to Him all that is you, and He will meet your emptiness with His abundance and bring you peace.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I hope this passage encourages us to think a bit about the foundation of our moral lives. So I ask, is your concept of morality act-based or value-based? Let me do a little explaining. These approaches are both helpful, and they both need each other to fill out our moral understanding of life. We need to know what to do and why to do it. You have surely encountered, when it comes to questions of morality, that there is no simple, unambiguous answer or deed or value. Sinning, often enough, involves engaging in what is good/valuable too much, or using what is good as a weapon or as a means of control. We know that Jesus was using hyperbole when He suggested we tear out our eye or cut off our hand to avoid sin. If not, quite likely, we would be blind and handless, not to mention with our lips sewed tightly together. Our scripture today asks us to start with this. God's greatest gift to us is life. Embracing this gift, we are to grow into fullness, that is, eternal life. And so, in developing our moral understanding, we ask, what must I be and do to be life-giving? Sin is life-destroying. I avoid sinfulness so as to more fully choose what is life-giving. Have you ever encountered someone who was a fanatic for the good, but who could not see nuance? See that many of life's conundrums involve several goods in competition? I'm not just pushing balance here. I'm suggesting what is more important is wholeness. Prayer is perhaps the best means to surround ourselves by way of communion with God in goodness, in grace, in what is truly valuable, in what takes primacy as we live trying to imitate Christ. Second suggestion, we don't turn from sin because it displeases God or makes God angry. We turn from sin because sin is deadly, diminishing, belittling, destroying God's gift of life. We choose rather to embrace God's gift enlightened by Christ. We beg the grace to grow like Him, faithful and obedient, so as to grow more fully alive. Let me conclude with an example that I often use to remind myself to choose what is truly valuable, what is life-giving. I'm hearing confessions of young people, and invariably they confess that they lie to their parents. So I ask them, well, why do you lie to them? They respond, well, they won't let me do what I want. And I ask, well, why won't they let you do what you want? And they reply, they don't trust me. Then I reply, well, why should they? You're a liar. Then I pause and ask myself, do I, for what I want right now, sacrifice the love and trust of those most important to me? A lie is never life-giving, even if convenient. I choose truthfulness to choose what gives life. Now, I hope you can see how this example translates to many other choices and circumstances and opportunities where we might sin. Always imitate Christ Jesus. Choose life. And so we pray. Help me grow in my willingness to embrace the gift of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we surrender our desires, plans, and ambitions to you. Help us to align our will with yours, seeking to bring glory to your name in all that we do. Father, we ask you to lift up our prayer family and their specific needs, asking for God's grace, healing, and provisions in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a day filled with joy and happiness, everyone. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.